Welcome to the deep dive. If you operate in any kind of complex environment today, whether that's supply chain logistics or something like regulatory compliance, you've probably hit a wall.
A paradox, really.
Exactly. We have access to these incredibly fast, scalable data tools. I mean, the best ever invented.
And yet we still see these spectacular operational failures.
Right. So why is that? It's because just having the technology, it isn't enough. You have to anchor that power to reality.
And that's our mission today.
We want to cut through the noise of modern operational design. We're looking at insights from a really key source: digital tools and local expertise in hybrid models, to give you a shortcut to understanding what really works. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and that source material, it's incredibly clear about where the solution is. It's not about, throwing more tech at a problem.
And it's not about going back to old traditional methods either.
No, the central finding we're going to explore is deceptively simple. It's that hybrid models blend digital tools with local expertise.
That one insight.
That's the blueprint for success.
So we really have to go beyond the slogan, though. Our goal here is to really dig into what that blend actually means. What are the non-negotiable contributions that each part, the digital tools, the local expertise, and the hybrid model that comes out of it, makes to the whole system?
Absolutely. If this blend is so essential, we need to know exactly why and how it works.
We're looking for that sweet spot, the point where it all comes together.
Right, because it's just too easy to think, digital means automation, human means tradition. It's more nuanced. We have to understand the specific role that makes the human element indispensable.
While making sure the technology is pushed to its absolute limit.
Exactly.
So let's start with the framework itself. When we say hybrid models, what are we actually talking about?
Well, in this context, a hybrid model isn't just, casually mixing two things.
Right.
It's a structurally designed system. It's built to mandate the input of two very distinct and complementary resources. One is mechanical and the other is contextual.
And you need both to get an output.
You need both. It totally rejects the idea of a fully automated or a fully manual process because it recognizes that when you rely on only one, your system becomes fragile.
So it's a purposeful design.
It is. It's built so that the capabilities of both are required for the whole thing to have integrity.
So that reliance is baked into the architecture from the start. It's not optional.
It can't be.
Okay, so let's talk about the digital side. I think for you listening, we can move past just talking about speed and scale.
Oh, for sure. We need to go deeper.
So what specific functions do these modern digital tools bring that make them so powerful in this framework?
They deliver three things that, frankly, human intelligence just can't replicate. Not effectively, anyway.
Okay, what are they?
Speed of probabilistic analysis, scalability of execution, and tireless consistency.
Let's break down that first one, probabilistic analysis.
So we're talking about algorithms that can ingest just petabytes of unstructured data. Think geospatial imagery, sensor readings, public comments,
All of it.
and then generate a probabilistic recommendation. A digital tool doesn't know the future, but it can model millions of possible futures and tell you the most likely outcome.
Like, for example.
It could say there's an 85% chance of a localized infrastructure failure in the next 72 hours.
So the tool provides the what is possible and what is probable. It's doing all the heavy lifting, all the math across these huge, complex data sets.
Precisely. It provides the raw, scalable insight. But, I mean, as powerful as that is, it's also brittle.
What do you mean by brittle?
Well, a 15% chance of failure, if you ignore it, could still bankrupt your organization. The machine can't decide which of those 15% scenarios is the most critical. It doesn't understand the local, cultural, or political factors.
And that, I'm guessing, is where our second component comes in.
Local expertise.
Right. So if the digital tool gives us the general scalable insight, what does this essential local knowledge bring to the table that technology just can't touch right now?
It provides the determinism. It's what translates probability into a concrete action.
Determinism. I like that.
And this knowledge, it isn't data in the way we usually think about it. It's often tacit
So
knowledge.
the stuff that's just in people's heads.
Exactly. Domain specialization, intimate knowledge of regulatory history, unwritten social rules. It's the difference between an AI recommending a supply route based on traffic data.
And the human expert.
And the human expert who knows that road is closed every year for a local festival that's just not in any public database.
So it sounds like the local expert isn't just giving you more data, they're providing the filter for relevance.
Yes. That is the perfect way to put it.
They take that 85% probability of failure from the AI and they say, okay, the data is right, but I know the local soil composition here means that 85% failure is going to be a landslide, not a sinkhole.
And we need to respond in a very specific way. That's the critical distinction.
So they provide context, nuance, judgment.
They let the hybrid model shift from analyzing what's happening in general to figuring out why is this specific thing happening right here and what unique response does it demand.
And without that human layer.
The digital tool is powerful, it's fast, and it is catastrophically blind to the ground truth.
This really sets the stage for the crucial dynamic here. We've defined the parts, but why can't we just pick one? Why is the blend so necessary?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, the whole goal of modern data science and AI often seems to be about eliminating the need for that individual, non-scalable human knowledge.
That's a fair challenge.
Yeah.
It absolutely is, and it gets right to the heart of the source material. Why is this blend non-negotiable?
So why?
Because relying purely on one side leads to these predictable systemic limitations.
Okay, give us an example. Let's start with a pure digital model. It's fast, it's comprehensive, it's scalable. Where does it fall apart?
A pure digital model fails spectacularly when its core assumptions are broken by a local anomaly.
An anomaly.
Think about something like infrastructural oversight. A digital model is monitoring thousands of miles of pipeline. It might be relying on standard data about metal degradation and pressure. It's looking for standard deviations from the norm.
Okay, makes sense.
But what if a specific 50-meter section of that pipe runs through a farmer's field where, 30 years ago, he used a specific corrosive fertilizer that isn't on any record?
The digital tool wouldn't know that.
You would have no way of knowing. It lacks that singular historical context. So it will execute its maintenance plan based on a generalized and completely incorrect assumption. It misses the needle because it's looking for a haystack that fits its tidy definition.
So the failure is efficient.
But total.
That's fascinating. It's not a data failure. It's a context failure. The machine had all the global data, but it lacked that one tiny piece of hyperlocal history that mattered most.
Exactly. And the reverse is just as crippling. A pure local expertise model, while it's rich in context.
The local expert knows all about the fertilizer, the weird soil, the family history.
Right. But that knowledge can't scale. It stays stuck in that one specific district. It creates an immediate bottleneck when you suddenly need to oversee 200 districts at once.
That's too slow.
Way too slow to process the massive flow of real-time sensor data the machine handles without even blinking.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The source material seems to suggest the blend creates a kind of multiplicative effect. It's not just 1 + 1 = 2.
It's more like 1 + 1 = 10.
Yeah. So how does that functional feedback loop, the hybrid model, actually work structurally to make that happen?
It requires specialized organizational roles and procedures. You need people to act as the interface.
An interface between the human and the machine.
Yes. The blend functions in this constant validation loop. The digital tools generate the scalable insights, the probabilistic outputs, the predicted hotspots. That output is immediately sent to what you can call the local expertise interface. And their job is to apply validation, to ask, does this output align with the known ground truth, our tacit knowledge, or the unique regulatory environment here?
So the local expert is essentially acting as a rapid, high-level quality control for the automated system.
That's a great way to think about it.
They aren't sifting through the raw data anymore. They're validating the algorithm's interpretation of that data in a specific place.
That's it. And this is key. The feedback loop flows both ways.
What do you mean?
If the local expert invalidates a digital insight, if they say, no, the AI is wrong, the flood won't happen here because of this specific local intervention, that correction has to be fed back into the digital model.
Ah, so it becomes part of the training data.
It has to.
Yeah.
This is how the digital tool is constantly learning and refining its models based on validated ground truth. It gradually, over time, reduces its own contextual blindness.
So the hybrid model isn't static at all. It's an evolving mechanism where the local expert is basically teaching the machine.
Right. And in return, the machine frees the expert from all that routine analysis.
So they can focus entirely on the unique variables and, you know, the human judgment calls.
It moves a human component up the value chain. Instead of just gathering generalized data, the expert spends their time synthesizing that data with unique, localized intelligence.
So the success of the hybrid approach isn't just about efficiency.
No, it's measured in the rapid reduction of contextually irrelevant outputs from the digital system.
And this is why understanding this framework is so critical, really, no matter what field you're in.
Absolutely.
If you are designing systems, you need to be actively auditing for this feedback loop. You have to ask, are we just consuming the digital data, or are we forcing it through a local critical filter before we act?
Because if you rely solely on that digital output,
you are setting yourself up for that spectacular, efficient failure we were talking about earlier.
It requires a real procedural commitment. You have to ensure that every critical digital decision point has a defined procedural exit ramp.
An exit ramp for human override.
Or for contextual validation, yeah.
Yeah.
And it has to be specifically anchored to someone with that intimate local domain knowledge.
So what does this all mean? When we put it all together, we've established that the power today isn't really in the tools themselves.
No, it's in their intelligent deployment alongside human insight.
It means that achieving true operational effectiveness, especially in environments that are volatile or unique.
It all hinges on this structural requirement for hybridity.
The sources are so clear on this. Effective operations today rely on these hybrid models where the strength of local expertise is used to anchor and direct the huge scalable capabilities of digital tools.
You need the machine for its mathematical power.
But you need the human to make sure that power is applied in a way that actually respects the reality of the situation.
The power is definitively in the blend.
Right.
And that very dependency, the dependency on the blend, it raises a really fascinating question about the future, about the evolution of this partnership.
Yes.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, you can see that the line between digital insight and local expertise is constantly getting blurrier.
Because the tools are getting smarter.
Exactly. Digital tools, especially with advanced machine learning, are getting much, much better at ingesting unstructured data and actually mimicking contextual reasoning.
So if the machine can start recognizing things like historical fertilizer use or local political issues, what does that do to the unique role of the local expert?
That's the question. If the machine becomes truly adept at processing nuance, how does the definition of local expertise itself have to evolve to stay indispensable?
To stay a non-replicable partner in this hybrid model.
Will the human role shift almost entirely away from data to things like defining ethical parameters, anticipating political volatility, or maybe focusing just on generating novel, unprecedented solutions that defy any kind of probabilistic modeling?
A whole new role.
That evolving boundary.
Yeah.
That is the next critical challenge for every organization building these powerful hybrid models.
Yeah.